I tell you, I'm so grateful for all of the birthday wishes and happy birthday greetings today. For this is a special day for me, of course. We're celebrating today. We've already celebrated all weekend long, and I'm just so thankful and grateful that God has continued to extend life toward me and give me an opportunity to continue to be involved actively in the ongoing work of kingdom building. And I do praise God for each of you and all of the warm messages, all of the gifts, all of the cards. And whenever I get a card, Lady Kim will tell you, I read all of my cards. And I tell you, I'm just so humbled by the fact that so many people have expressed greetings and appreciation. And I love and appreciate each of you for sharing in my special day. 70 years old, and I tell you, the Lord has been faithful, and I'm grateful and humbled by all of it, and I just give God praise. So we had a powerful weekend. This weekend, of course, started out Friday night and had people to come in all across the country. That's right, to come and share and to participate and be a part of the celebration. And my wife and family, and my two daughters, and a host of volunteers just put forth an excellent effort just to show appreciation and show love. And so I'm grateful for my wife, First Lady Kim. She's a little weary, but she's yet pressing her way, because it was just a power-packed time and a power-packed weekend. But look, let me just share a brief word with you today as we prepare for what yet lies ahead. We know that God is continuing to keep us and sustain us in the midst of everything that we're going through, and that we are yet here because of his goodness and his grace and his mercy. And so we yet give him praise. Let me give you the playback number for those who want to hear this message later by playback. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And also, we are live Facebook, and so those who will hear this message later, we're certainly grateful for all of the platforms that God has afforded us in order to share a word. But here it is, March the 7th, I tell you, and we're yet moving forward. We've closed out February, and we're rapidly moving into this month of March, and I'm yet excited. But there's a word found in Psalm 13 as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating, and yet giving God thanks for allowing me to see this day. And it's a powerful word. I want to just read these verses with you, and I'll just lift up a few things as you're making your way through this day. Psalm 13, I'm reading from the Common English Bible. It says, "How long will you forget me, Lord? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long will I be left to my own wits, agony filling my heart daily? How long will my enemy keep defeating me?" Verse number 3, "Look at me. Answer me, Lord, my God. Restore sight to my eyes. Otherwise, I'll sleep the sleep of death. And my enemy will say, I won. My foes will rejoice over my downfall." Verse number 5. "But I have trusted in your faithful love. My heart will rejoice in your salvation." And verse number 6. "Yes, I will sing to the Lord because he has been good to me." It's only 6 verses. That's Psalm 13. You can read it later. I'm reading from the Common English Bible version. But we find in this particular psalm that David is a very discouraged man. As you read it, you'll see that life is falling apart all around him. And he keeps crying out to God, "God, how long? How long, God?" David had enemies that desire to prevail against him and see him moved, to see him shaken, to see him falling apart. But then this psalm, if you read it, in the first few verses, he's just complaining and he's asking God to just do something, and how long is this going to take? But this psalm kind of takes a turn around verse number 5, And it is as if David gets a hold of himself, and he begins to focus on the truth instead of his feelings. Yeah, it's as if David is just, something came over him. Something got a hold of him, if you will, and he came to himself. And you know, we have to come to ourselves in the face of adversity, in the face of our enemies coming, pressing against us, in the face of all the things that look like it's going opposite of the way that we believe God would have us to go. And it seems as if God is nowhere to be found. And you have questions, you have things that you're asking God, and you're wondering, God, how long? There's perhaps someone on this call, even this morning. We're celebrating my birthday, and I praise God for that. But sometimes, even in the midst of the celebration, there's still pain and there's still frustration. And someone, no doubt, on this call is saying, God, how long will I have to endure? How long will I have to go through this? But David came to himself, and I want to encourage you today to get a hold of yourself and think about what God has done. Because the psalmist says, even though he was discouraged, even though his enemies were pressing on every side, David encouraged himself. And you know, we all oftentimes look for others to encourage us when we're going through. And then when we hear from them, it's not the word that we need. And we're seeking God's face. We're looking for God to do something. We're looking for God to come right in a hurry. But many times we have to go through it in order to get to it. And so I see in this psalm that David is encouraging himself, because if you look at verses 5 and 6, you'll find that he turns his discouragement of his life. He doesn't allow that to overwhelm him, or he doesn't wallow there. And so I want to encourage somebody today. Here it is, March the 7th. You must learn how to encourage yourself in the face of all of the opposition, in the face of things that look like it's not going your way. Even people may be talking about you or trying to trip you up or trying to cause you to slip or to fall, trying to shake your faith. I want to tell you, you need to learn how to encourage yourself, because here's what David did. He turned in faith and he sought the Lord. When troubles are all around you, turn in faith and seek the Lord. He believed God's word and he rejoiced in it. And then the Bible says David put a song in his heart. He sung unto the Lord. And so we too have to put a melody in our heart and sing unto the Lord. And then David began to focus on God's goodness. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, through danger seen and unseen, my soul cries out, I've got to give him praise. I got to give him glory. I've got to give him honor, because he's been just that good. The psalmist would declare, even in those latter verses, he says that God has been so good. In verse number 6, he says, yes, I will sing to the Lord because he's been good to me. Can anybody sing to the Lord today? I'm not asking you to join the choir, but can you sing to the Lord because of all that he's done for you? Can you give God a melody today and just an expression of gratitude and appreciation? When you look back over your life and you begin to think things over, sometimes we have to learn how to encourage ourselves. Well, that's the word for today. That's the thought as we prepare to move forward into this day. And I'm certainly grateful for each of you who continue to support this inspirational moment. And even as you're moving forward, know that God is yet counting on you to make a difference. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you for this reminder today that sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. And God, we're grateful for us seeing in the scripture how even David was going through and he was discouraged and how he was about to give up. And he had questions about your presence and about when you were going to answer him. So it is with us, God. Many times when life knocks us down and when things begin to fall apart, we need to encourage ourselves. Many times, even after we've gone through a major situation when it comes to loss and not clear of our directions, we become discouraged, just as David did. But God, help us as he did to turn in our faith and seek you, to believe your word and rejoice in it. Put a song in our hearts and a melody in our spirits, and then focus on your goodness. For you alone are worthy of all of our praise. And so we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today as you make your way through this, the seventh day of March. And be encouraged. Keep those spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to use you to be a blessing to someone else. All right, until next time, you be blessed.